It is time to bring in Tim, Luke, and Greg Schraub, the appraisal guys, Frickin' Frack of Nick and Knack. You can find them on the web at tqag.com or at one of many locations throughout the country when they're traveling, or even sometimes in the warm climate of Florida. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Well,
I love the word bombogenesis. Where did that even come from?
That is a meteorological term that only weather nerds, who people like me who follow the weather and meteorologists have. It's when a low pressure system, what they call bombs up, all of a sudden comes from just a regular low pressure storm. The pressures drop and the storm becomes an intense, almost like hurricane type storm. And it will even form an eye, which has happened the last two times. It bombs out so quickly, it becomes a superstorm. And they call it bombogenesis because, of course, it develops into a huge storm in a short period of time. And
so that term is a great word. That's my word of the day.
Well, you know, it's do you remember a couple of years ago, everybody was throwing around the polar vortex.
Right.
Well, that word was around for a long time. And that just means extremely block of cold air.
But the
media gets a hold of these words, and all of a sudden they just become part of the lexicon. I mean, everybody talks bombogenesis. It's what the media does with the word. It's exciting to them. So we all know.
Well, here in Florida, we are also having a major storm warning. We're having sun storms today.
No.
It's 53 and going up to 82.
No.
And yeah, we're having
Are you guys still golfing?
Yes. We're starting back. I'm going to hit the links this week at some point.
But you guys don't have time to golf.
Things have calmed down a little bit, so I'm going to get back on the course.
You guys don't have time to golf. You're all over the place.
Well, that's actually been true. We haven't actually been out on the course since September. Yeah.
Amazing. Well, so where's your next travel to?
Well, I go to California on Thursday. I am presenting and speaking at the International Society of Appraisers Conference, and I'll be talking about street art, but the conference itself, there's a lot of educational opportunities, so it's part of the continuing education that we do as appraisers, and I'll be networking with a number of appraisers from around the globe, actually, because there's a number from Canada and that'll be coming in as well from Mexico and all over the country.
It might be easier for you guys just to buy a small house out there so you can have a house on each side.
As long as the tax rules in California are what they are,
it's easier. This is much easier.
That extra money that we save on taxes for having anything in California comes in for a nice dinner party. You know, we can use that for a dinner party or traveling somewhere.
Okay, I understand.
Crazy. Yeah.
One day we will explain, but not today, the benefit of a Florida residence.
Right, yes, there's a big benefit. But we wanted to talk about something that actually was right in our backyard this past weekend at Palm Beach Modern Auction. They were offering the James Dean Rebel Without a Cause jacket. And they'd estimated it at $400,000 to $600,000.
Yeah, $400,000 to $600,000.
Right.
We have to be careful. Sometimes people hear $46,000.
So basically, how we used to handle that was $400,000 to $600,000.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I was being lazy.
Okay, $400,000 to $600,000,
and it went unsold, and it was. There's a combination of things, and the sale, I think, was over the weekend, and it was on, or maybe it was, yeah, it was over the weekend, and it was on the news here this morning, just that it failed to sell, and, you know, here's where it is. But they've also revealed the owner, and the owner lives here in Hobe Sound, which we were like, oh, who is this guy, Michael Scott? Well, we're going to have to track
him down. And why did he go to the wrong auction company to sell it?
Palm Beach Modern is they do a lot of mid-century modern furniture. They're not so much known for entertainment memorabilia. And I guess just thinking the power of James Dean's name would get bidders to the...
I think that's true, Tim. I think you hit the nail on the head there.
I think that it's they just thought with the marketing and get that out there. However, the reality is that it's a combination of getting the bidders to the auction and also a number like $400,000 to $600,000 may have intimidated a number of people. And this is what a lot of people don't understand. And as appraisers and as auctioneers, we have to look at estimates. Estimates are not a reflection of the value of the item. It's a marketing tool that they hope that it sells between this, but usually it might be higher. And they try to be more conservative so that they also attract multiple bidders, because once they're in the game, then they don't want to lose it to a certain extent. And then what happens afterward is now, in what did it say in the article, Greg? It said that, oh, and now he will entertain any kind of private offers. Well, that isn't, why did you even bring it to auction? Why didn't you just put it out on Craigslist? Well, why didn't you just put it out on Craigslist? Hey, a James Dean jacket, $500,000 or best offer. I mean,
and you know what's amazing about that, you were just talking about words like polar vortex and bombogen, etc.
Right.
This is an unfortunate offshoot of that, just not in the weather business. You know, people think that they've got something and they slam an estimate on it that doesn't have very much to do with the price of fish.
Right.
And
the fact of the matter is they did have something. However, it's an unfortunate situation that the owner was not realistic and did not seek the proper venue to sell this in, because frankly, Palm Beach Modern does quite well with their modern and contemporary items. They do a lot of Picasso ceramics. It's not an auction house that's known for selling high-end pop culture memorabilia, of which this would be like a quintessential item for pop culture auction. And the dollar signs somehow have, you know, got in the way, or perhaps the gentleman who owned it did not realize, maybe this is the first time he's ever offered something for auction, but it still begs the question, why, when you own a piece of iconic memorabilia like that, would you not at least do your homework and seek out the best venue for you to achieve that highest price?
And well, but also, Greg, he may have felt that maybe he did, and we don't know. We don't know the circumstances. So the other side of that is that maybe somebody said, oh, no, we would feel more comfortable putting, I'm making this up, $75,000 to $150,000 on this, and he felt that it was worth more. And this is, and that could also be the case, and we've seen this, where the client seems to think they know where the market is and that this is priceless. I don't want to let it go for less than that. And other auction houses would have said, well, good luck, because there's no way that we would want to put that high of an estimate on it. And then it doesn't sell. And even in the news article, it said that here's the owner of Palm Beach Modern put this estimate on and it failed to sell. Well, what message does that communicate? And then having it fail to sell is now people may make offers, but they're going to say, well, it didn't reach this, so are you desperate to sell? Here, I'll offer you $100,000. So why wasn't the estimate more in accordance to where the market is? And that's the difficulty. That's what we come up against all the time when people are trying to sell, or when we're putting values on their items, whether it's in a divorce situation or a donation situation, where, well, wait a minute, why is it only worth this? And it's like, well, we can only go by what the numbers tell us. And based on the research, here's where the numbers are. We're not making these things up. But if there's not a James Dean item that has ever sold for that amount of money, then, you know, yes, this is the jacket and it's very iconic from this movie, but you also have to take into consideration what are the economics. And it goes back to the marketing of the, not only the marketing from the estate of James Dean, which it's out there, but I think that Elvis Presley and Marilyn Monroe's estates do far better at marketing and pushing that out there. And there are a number of collectors. Whenever I was auctioneering James Dean memorabilia at Julian's, we would have people there that would be interested, but the room would be packed with Marilyn Monroe if it was Marilyn Monroe items or Elvis Presley items. And I think that's
a key,
you have to take into consideration.
You said something very key, and that it, lumping these celebrities, you mentioned three celebrities in one sentence that are iconic and usually bring higher prices. There's Marilyn, number one, Elvis, number two, and James Dean, number three. They're a lot of times lumped together as the high, Michael Jackson aside, but from the 50s, from that time period,
right.
As being the iconic stars of that time period, which is true. However, not everything, their memorabilia is not equal.
Hey, we used to
and
say
a lot of times people believe that it is.
A lot. We used to say way back in the day, even Picasso, you know, had a couple of bad days. In other words, just seriously. I mean, they're a prolific artist. You know,
But not to discredit that this, I mean, this jacket is iconic and it's wonderful, but it's not also in the realm of the scope of work of, you know, of some of these other celebrities. And I think that that's, you can't, it's not apples and apples. And it's the same thing, is that you can't compare, you know, the different time periods of Picasso. They're different.
Well, how many years have we been doing this show? Because one of the things that we have often at least tried to give a moment to is that this entire business, if you will, of collectibles or of stuff isn't one size fits all. You really have to do your research. The other thing you were mentioning is, I don't think people are aware of how much marketing goes into, you know, they sit and they see XYZ was sold for, you know, Q.
Right.
And they don't realize that XYZ and a few people went to the most likely places that the buyers would be to show them that and to wine and dine them and to try and create some interest in it. It's not that you just stick it up there. And unfortunately, with the, let's just call it the screenization of eBay and Craigslist and whatnot, there are a bunch of people who just, it's like, well, you put it up there and that's that. That's it.
It helps. It helps, but it's just a tool. It is not the ultimate end all be all. It's, you know, if we build it, they will come. If we offer it, they will bid. And it's like, not all the time. That does not happen all the time.
And that's why it's called an estimate. And Marshall is making noises that remind us that we will continue next week at this very time.
I just run
and
to
next week. I will have a report from my first time back on the links. In 9 months. All right. So we'll see how that goes.
You'll be where?
And I'm flying back from California, so I've got to check what time my flight is. Okay. Possibly.
And we will hope that you don't run into yet another storm.
I know.
Oh, all right. Hey, have a great week, guys.
Hey, you too.
Good to see you.
Bye.
Tim Luke and Greg Schramm, the appraisal guys, the Frick and Frack of Nick and Knack with Appraise. This here on Robert Hood Radio.